I actually discovered bluegrass. I discovered the mandolin player, the mandolin, the instrument, the mandolin, in junior high school, actually, when the guy that inspired me walked into a class of mine back around 1961 or 60, a guy named Ralph Rinsler, who was an amazing musician and also happened to be a folklorist and a very interesting human being who later did some fantastic things in his life. But that was back. You ever heard of the Kingston Trio? Well, I used to be into rock and roll. I still am somewhat, but of course, I was there when rock and roll was created in the mid-50s by people like Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley and Buddy Holly and Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And that's the first music that really knocked me out. But around 1959, somehow it all evaporated kind of at once. A couple of those people went to jail for various things. A couple of them got killed. A couple of them died. Elvis went to the army, and all of a sudden, pop music got very lame, to use a colloquial expression, at least in my opinions. And then I heard the Kingston Trio was kind of a folk group. They had a hit with an old folk song called "Tom Dooley." Got on the radio, and a few pals and myself got real intrigued with that kind of sound. I had a five-string banjo and acoustic guitars, and we started searching around for more of that and discovered more traditional forms of American folk music. Like I said, I met this guy, Ralph Rinsler, who used to take a tape recorder down to the rural southeastern part of the United States, where a lot of this music was still being played by people that, sort of made records in the 20s. And all the styles were very individualistic then. And as music and technology progressed, the advent of first radio and then records, all these very unique kinds of music began getting more and more homogenized because people would start hearing, back in the early part of the 20th century, if there was a banjo player, say, lived in Cheatham County, he was unaware of a banjo player maybe that lived 40 miles away. So they played different styles. But of course, now everybody turns on the radio and hears the same thing. Or they go to a strip mall and they see the same store. So, in my opinion, culture is being like pulverized out of our society, which is a very tragic thing to me because I'm old enough to have seen another approach, which is an individualistic approach to all art and expression. But enough of that. Where would you like this to go, Phil?
Why don't you play a song for
I'll
us?
play a song.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
Yeah.